As the name of the holiday we celebrated this past Thursday describes, we're in the time of year which is designed to inspire and motivate us to be thankful. Are you? You should be. We're taught in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16, 17, and 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. We should be thankful to God because He is a giving God. Many of the things in our lives we believe we achieved were only possible through what God gave us for that success. James chapter 1, verse 17 tells us, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. If you don't feel a sense of thankfulness, maybe it's how you're measuring things. Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13, not that I speak in regard to need, for I've learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I've learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And keep in mind what was happening to Paul at the time he wrote this, as well as what Paul thought might still happen to him, his possible execution. Yeah, most wouldn't call Paul's life a party, but he was content and confident, thanks to his faith in God. You might believe that you're lacking, but it's the opposite that's true. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 teaches us, let your conduct be without covetousness, be content with such things as you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. God will always be with you to care for you, heal you, and when everything is in place, bless you with what you're seeking. It's often envied by you that cast a shadow over contentment. In Proverbs 14:30 we find, a sound heart is life to the body, but envy is rottenness to the bones. Maybe you're not thankful and content because you spend more time looking at what others have, not knowing how they attained any of it, instead of seeking all that God is ready to provide you with, and in many instances already has, but you were distracted by your envy. Be thankful for what God has given to you and for what He is preparing for you at this very moment. When everything is right and He sees you to be ready, His blessings will flow upon you. Look for His deeds and listen for His guidance. You will receive